Why? Why do I need to have a headache? My goodness sakes alive. Why do I need to have a headache? Good question. Why do I need to have a headache? Well, think about it. I need to have a headache because it is something I choose to allow myself to be distressed about. If I have a headache, I stop and say, why do I have a headache? And then I think of all of the problems that concern me. I think of all the worries that concern me. And in my illumination, I think of all these worries and all these problems, and I say to myself, why do I have a headache? Why do I need a headache? Well, I need a headache because I allow myself to worry too much. I allow myself to worry about the little things and the big things. I allow myself to worry about all of those ideas that have come to me and said, hey, this has to be taken care of. This is something you must do. And I don't consider that a valid illumination. Because I have instant illuminations constantly. And I can make them or break them. I can accept them or reject them. I can take the instant illuminations that make me happy and say those are what are my reality, and the instant illuminations that make me upset or uptight, and I say, nope, there's no place for you in my household. No place for you. I am a happy person. I am a joyful person. I have no headaches. Now, well, Herb, why are you complaining about having a headache and then saying that you don't have a headache and naming have a headache and then not naming a headache? What are you doing? Aren't you being sort of dualistic, sort of silly? Yes, I am. And I'm being just that silly, just that way, because that is what I am doing with my thought. That is what I'm doing with everything I'm saying, thinking, being in my world. Now, is that what I want to do? Is that what I want to do? Do I want to have those things be a silly thing in my world? Do I want those things to be something that are making me feel unhappy, making me feel uptight? I'm doing it myself. I'm doing it by my thought. I'm letting my confusion make my reality instead of my balance make my reality. As I am balanced, as I am harmonious, as I am peaceful, as I am at one with myself, all of my worry, all of my concern, all of my anxiety, all of the things that distress me in any way at all, go away. Now, do I want them to be in my world? Do I want them to be part of my life? Do I want them to be me? And I say, no, I don't. I don't want them to be me. Well, then stop thinking about them. Well, how do you stop thinking about something that's hurting you, something that's disturbing you? By thinking about something that does not hurt you and does not disturb you. I have the ability to think in my mind any single thing that I want to think about. I have the ability to think in my mind any area of thought I want to think about. I can think about distressful thoughts. Oh, they come easy, don't they? I can think about happy thoughts. Hey, they come even easier. I can think about joyful thoughts. Yes, and it's a wonderful thing to think about these joyful thoughts, because these joyful thoughts just add to how wonderfully happy I am. And when I think joyful thoughts and I think how wonderful they are, everything in my life just turns out roses. Everything in my life just comes up and says, hey, smile, and the world smiles with you. Joy, and the world joys with you. Laugh, and the world laughs with you. Yes, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, and that's all that I am all about. That's all that I know, because that's all that I put into my heart and life and mind for myself. Nothing else matters. Nothing else matters to me or to anybody else, because I am living a fantastic life. I am living a joyful life. I am living a peaceful life. I am living a life that just knows exactly where I am going. Now, is this something that dispels a headache? Nope. Is this something that takes a headache away? Nope. Is this something that says, I need a headache? Nope. Well, what is it all about? Well, we go back to, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So if I think in my heart that I have a wonderful life, that I have a wonderful world, that I have a wonderful experience in every single thing that I do, then that's exactly what I will have. A wonderful life in every single thing that I do. It's up to me. It's up to me totally, wonderfully, perfectly, beautifully, fantastically. It's up to me, not anything that anybody else has to do. Not anything that anybody else wants to do. It's just up to me to be myself and have fun. Now, do I need a headache? Only if I think about it. Well, I have headaches and I don't even think about them. Oh, yes, you think all the thoughts that lead up to it. You think all the thoughts that lead up to the idea that you are not as happy as you'd like to be. A headache comes when you're not happy. Oh, but I'm so happy. No, it doesn't. You have allowed the unhappy thoughts of your life to predominate in your mind, and therefore they take precedence over everything else. Just that simple. They take precedence over everything else, and they run your world, and they run your life, and they run your experience, and they tell you where to head in. And you say to yourself, oh, I don't really need that. I don't really want that. Well, if that's not what you really need and what you really want, then do something about it. Use your instant illumination ability to think beautiful thoughts, to think dynamic thoughts, to think positive, powerful, wonderful thoughts, to think thoughts that are going to bring you exactly what you want out of life. Because life is only going to give you what you want. Now, if you'd listen to music that is going to be dramatic, that's going to be commanding, that can be fine when you're in a happy mood. But when you're in a sad mood, the music seems to tear you down. The music seems to make you feel bad. The music seems to take away the joy, the happiness, the peace. The music seems to take away the thrill of living and just give you the sadness. Everything in life tempers our experiences, tempers our emotions. Everything in life causes us to feel positive or not. Everything in our life causes us to act in a wonderful, glorious way or not. It's all up to us what we want to do. Now, what sort of a life do you want? What sort of a feeling do you want? What sort of a magnificence do you want? Do you want to live a life that says all is in divine order? Or do you want to live a life that says, hey, there are problems. There are problems. We want to turn off the negative and turn on the positive. We want to turn off all those things that do not lift up our soul and say, yes, I live in a wonderful body. I'm whole and perfect. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. And wow, I feel glorious. Yes, I feel glorious. And as I feel glorious, my life is glorious. My world is glorious. My body is glorious. And all headaches go right where they belong. Nevermore. Nevermore to be seen. You and I have the privilege of being master of our thought, master of our mind, master of our everyday experience. And if we want to be master of that everyday experience, then we take mastership in everything we do. Have a wonderful day taking mastership in everything you do, and let the instant illumination of your life be for balance, peace, harmony, goodness, right action. and all that is true. I love you. I love you. I love you.